92.1 KRLS here with Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella Boys basketball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we're catching up ahead of the postseason. We now know the bracket. You've now finished your regular season at 16-6, a dominating win over Mount Pleasant earlier this week, one day after learning your road to the state tournament. First of all, let's talk about the regular season concluding. What does it mean to now be at tournament trail time and to really flip the switch into trying to chase a state championship?
We're really excited. You know, as a team, we continually talk about playing our best basketball as we head into the postseason, and obviously our season's been a little bit of a journey, but to go 12-2 in our last 14 and to be playing high-level basketball gives us a lot of confidence to take that next step. But as we talked about, regardless of where your record is, how you're playing, it's fresh for everybody. And so as we look ahead, we've got to be ready every single night to be playing really good basketball. And when we're not on sharp on the offensive end, how can we find ways to win with our defense first?
How important was Tuesday mentally after it was a disappointing game? DCG clearly was a better team than what we had seen 3 weeks before. Had a different kind of look and defensive look that kind of threw us off a little bit, especially in that second half. How important was it to have Tuesday in Mount Pleasant and to play well there to kind of maybe wash that away and get yourself ready for 3A competition?
I think it's always good to get rid of any loss, right? To sort of flush that out of the system. But I think two things happened. One, we were able to maybe get reset a little bit from that DCG piece. We talked on air last time of, hey, when a night is off offensively, how can we do a better job of making sure we win the turnover battle, we create some second chance points offensively, and we do a better job defensively to give ourselves a chance to win on those nights. And so those hopefully can be some good learning piece heading into it. But then you go to Mount Pleasant and you come out and you play well. Everybody plays and does a good job. I thought we took care of business how we wanted to. It was a great way to catapult into postseason play.
And so we have alluded to it. Let's talk about it now. The tournament trail starts on Monday. The Class 3A bracket you're in, because you're in the top 10 in the rankings, you get two home games, and then it'll be kind of the coin flip, the middle game that they expect in terms of the top 16 seeds or whatever with ADM. First of all, home games are always important. So if you keep winning, you get at least two more chances to play at home. And I imagine that's got to be exciting. No travel, obviously very friendly crowd, and just a familiar gym to kind of kick off the different adrenaline in this postseason run.
You're exactly right. And it's something you really work for during the season. To be able to have and earn a home game is a big deal, and we're fortunate we have great crowd, great following, and so we look forward to that on Monday night against Hoover. And then, hey, we hope down the road, yep, we do get to go on the road, right, and play in a hostile environment with a lot on the line, but we'll take it one game at a time right now and focus on a really solid Hoover team.
Yeah, and Des Moines Hoover a couple years ago was a program that was on the cusp of the state tournament. You know, just had a very unique kind of path and class that came through. A lot of those guys aren't there anymore, but still one of those where with the schedule that they play and the opponents they play, this is not a situation where, and we're not knocking on Mount Pleasant, but a team that maybe didn't see some elite competition, Hoover has, and they've got some athletes that will at the very least push us and probably not just say, hey, we're on continuous clock and we're seeing Newton or Boone on Thursday.
You're exactly right. A very athletic team, solid on the defense, in an attack mindset offensively. You know, when I look at them, they shoot the three well. They just are an attack first team, so they don't shoot as many threes. And the competition they face, whether it's 4A competition, they've played Ballard to a tight game. You know, I think that grabbed our guys' attention. We know at the end of the day, postseason's different than the regular season. Everybody's playing for really the end of their season if they don't play well. And so we know Hoover's going to come, give everything they have, and we're going to be ready to play 32 good minutes of basketball.
And I know we won't go too far into it, but just for the sake of our audience, ADM is the number one seed in the bracket. So if things were to hold true all the way through, you'd be going to Adel. And it's a team coming out of the Raccoon River Conference. It's very, very good as some of the teams we've already mentioned here. That'll be challenging. But at the same token, it's not one of those impossible situations where we feel like we're a massive underdog. How exciting is that, knowing that you could have three pretty competitive games to get ready for a state tournament if you keep winning, and that by the time you get to the tournament, if you get through this bracket, you will have earned it?
Yeah. You know, our bracket's unique. We only have one team that we've played in the entire bracket, and that's Newton. And so, you know, there's a freshness to it when you face some new teams and you get to go on film and learn about them, and they're doing the same thing. And so you look at Hoover, and then you look at both Boone and Newton. Those will be two teams that really can get after it defensively and will compete really hard. And Newton's got a couple good wins here at the end of the year with Van Meter and Bondurant. And then, like you're saying, on that other side, I think Grinnell's the fourth 4 seed, Centerville a 5, and then ADM at that top line. Excellent basketball team. They're very talented. We know to get out of our sub-state number 7, it's going to take really good basketball, but that's the challenge. That's the way it should be. If we're trying to have big goals like we do, we know the challenge ahead, and we're excited for that opportunity.
I'm guessing if I were to ask you this last question on January 5th or 6th, the answer would have been a very different, but or maybe it wouldn't be. It'd be the same. But what are the things now that we've seen, obviously, this much better basketball team that's gone 12-2 since that rough start to the calendar year? What are the things that we need to see if those big goals were to be accomplished? And I'm not wrong in saying the big goal is obviously a very, very big goal.
Yeah. It started on the defensive end. You can see our numbers, both in our active defense. We track hustle plays and include deflections, steals, blocks, charges, winning those 50-50 balls. And so those numbers have went way up because we've been much more active, which has resulted in us holding teams to a much lower points per game total. And so that defense has allowed us then to get out in transition more. And offensively, we feel like we can be a dangerous team. We've got good depth, a lot of different guys that bring things to the table. When we run in transition, we share the basketball, good things have happened. And all of a sudden, that assist to turnover ratio has trended in the right direction. In all these areas, we're hoping for just one more small step, right? One step in the right direction that we think can be a big difference come postseason. And we know that possessions mean so much in postseason basketball. There's usually not as many of them in a game. And so taking advantage of each one has got to be something that we do.
And hopefully nabbing a couple extra too. That's Pella head coach of the boys basketball team, Derek Schulte. We're hoping their tournament trail is only starting on Monday. Our coverage beginning at 6:30, 7 o'clock opening tip on 92.1 KRLS and Pella Dutch Live. Derek, appreciate your time, and hopefully, like I said, the beginning of a nice long tournament trail.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate all the coverage.